بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. باب الاستقامة. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، فاستقم كما أمرت. وقال تعالى: إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون، نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. وقال تعالى: إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون، أولئك أصحاب الجنة خالدين فيها جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. We've come to the end of the chapter on yaqeen and tawakkul, that is conviction on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and placing one's trust and reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next chapter Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has begun is what we call Babul Istiqama. We find that this terminology that is found, yaqeen, tawakkul, tafakkur, istiqama, etc., various aspects of iman and belief and practice which Imam Nawawi has mentioned, to translate them literally in English is almost impossible, because these are shari'i terminology that most of them require an explanation. But as far as possible, we have English terms which we use, but we should not rely completely upon that. Try and understand the verses of the Quran which are mentioned and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in the context and the light of that, we'll get a proper understanding of what these terms mean. This word istiqama is something that we hear very, very often. Normally it is translated to persevere, to remain steadfast. Ulama generally explain istiqama to be the ability to adhere firmly to what beliefs a Muslim is supposed to have, and for those beliefs thereafter to translate into action in his life. We find that a human being in this world, halat and conditions don't remain the same. They change all the time. If you look at the seasons, Allah Ta'ala has given us four seasons. If you look at day and night, sometimes it is dark, sometimes it is light. Sometimes, as I said, the season, sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold. Sometimes rain waters are plentiful, sometimes there's drought. Sometimes a person is happy, sometimes a person is sad. Sometimes a person has wealth coming his way, sometimes he goes through poverty. Sometimes his health is with him, sometimes he goes through sickness. Allah Ta'ala has made this life in this world such that halat and conditions are constantly changing. Sometimes you have the support of people around you, sometimes you don't have the support. Now what Shariat requires, what Deen requires, is that such an effort we have to make, that when it comes to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we obey Allah in every condition. Not that a person is healthy, then he makes his salah, he becomes sick, he doesn't make his salah. A person is wealthy, he discharges the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he goes through poverty, then that changing condition or situation becomes an excuse for him to break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Muslim is one who will persevere, he will be steadfast on Allah's commands at all times and in all conditions. Classical example is this month of Ramadan that has passed. Fajr Salah in the same masjid, we used to have this hadith dars. The crowd would be towards till the back of the masjid. Few days have passed. Barely Ramadan is over and already we see a very, very clear and distinct change when it comes to our adherence and practice upon deen. Now that is not the way it is supposed to be. Allah Ta'ala in Ramadan opens the door of His mercy not so that we become seasonal Muslims and only worship Allah in Ramadan. One great Allah Wala, Bishr Hafi Rahimullah, it was mentioned to him that inna qawman yata'abbaduna wa yajtahiduna fi Ramadan. That they are a group of people that worship Allah. Yata'abbadun means, in other words, increase their ibadat. Wa yajtahidun, persevere, exert themselves in the month of Ramadan. And this was said to him. What was his reaction? Our reaction, mashallah, subhanallah, very good. They made a lot of ibadat in Ramadan. This was not his response. What was his response? Bi'sal qawmu qawmun. Bi'sal qawmu qawmun. How terrible a people they are. How terrible a people they are. لا يعرفون الله حقا إلا في رمضان. Who only recognize Allah in Ramadan. إن الصالح الذي يتعبد ويجتهد السنة كلها. The true slave of Allah, the true pious person, a person of istiqamat, was a person will worship Allah Ta'ala whether it is Ramadan, whether it is Shawwal, whether it is Zilqadah, whether it is Zilhijjah, at all times and in all conditions. And this is what is actually required, matloob in Shariat. The first verse in this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the fountainhead of all piety, the most beloved of Allah, the greatest human being, the greatest creation of Allah, is commanded by Allah in the Quran, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتِ فَاسْتَقِمْ, make istiqamat. Make istiqamat as we have ordered you to. In other words, at all times and in all conditions, that mission, that responsibility of propagating the deen of Allah and of bringing in your own life the command of Allah, we want you to be on that level which we want at all times. That this was such a weighty and such a heavy command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Hasan Basri rahimullah mentions that lamma nazalat hadhi al-ayah, when this verse of the Quran was revealed, that O my Nabi, make istiqamat at all times as Allah has commanded you. It is mentioned that this had such an effect upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that shammara Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam famaruya dahikan. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam increased his exertion. And it is said from the day this verse was revealed till he passed away from this world, he was not seen smiling. This is an indication to the manner in which he increased his exertion in fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdul Rahman Sulami rahimullah says that I heard, Samitu Aba Ali Ash-Shanawi, that Abu Ali Shanawi says that Ra'itu Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fil manam faqultu. He says, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, and I said to him that I heard that you said Shayyabatni Hud, that Surah Hud, this verse Fastaqim kama umirt is found in Surah Hud. Now Surah Hud is a surah in the Quran wherein nation upon nation of the past Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the manner in which Allah sent a Nabi to them. They refused to accept the message of the Nabi. Finally the rope had run out and Allah's azab befell those nations, whether it was Qawme Aad, Qawme Thamud, etc. Nation upon nation, particularly mention is made in the surah of the Quran of the nations of the past and the azab of Allah that befell those nations. So when this person saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream, he said, Ya Rasulullah, you mentioned that this surah made me old, had such an effect upon me, that it caused me to age. Shayyabatni Hud. He says, I have heard that you have said this. What is it about the surah? What is it about the surah that caused you to age? Was it Halakul Umam, the mentions of the nations of the past, Qisasul Anbiya, the incidents of Anbiya, and the destruction of the nations of the past, and concern for your ummah that caused you to age? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no. Walakin qawluhu ta'ala, it is this verse that is found in the surah, Fastaqim kama umirt. Fastaqim kama umirt. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanded, and every one of us is commanded, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to persevere, to be steadfast on Islamic beliefs, Islamic practice, every season, every occasion, at all times. Istiqamat, ulama say, is such a great thing. It's such a great thing that they say, normally if you want to see who's a wali of Allah, who's a friend of Allah, what we look for? Because of our Indo-Pak background, our great-great-grandfathers were Hindus. So we look for, we want to idolize people. We look for miracles. If you see some karamat, then the person is a wali of Allah. If he doesn't exhibit any karamat, he's not a wali. Ulama say, al-istiqama fawqa alfi karamat. To persevere upon deen. A person, for example, comes for Fajr Salah. He makes his Fajr Salah in takbir, with Takbir-e-Ula in the first saf. To do it in Ramadan, mashallah. But to do it 365 days a year, that is istiqamat. Sayyid bin Musayyib rahimahullah was a tajir, was a businessman. He says, 12 years, not a single day that I entered the masjid. Not a single day in 12 years did I enter the masjid after the azan was called out. Although he was a businessman. And he says, 20 years I never saw the back of a musalli in salah. In other words, 20 years he read his salah in the first saf. And for 12 years before the azan was called out, he was in the masjid. That is istiqamat. Ulama say to have istiqamat, to persevere. It doesn't have to be a lot. little bit that you are doing, but do it at all times and in all conditions. They say, فوق ألف كرامة, this is better than 1,000 miracles. To be Allah's wali, you have to have istiqamat. That is better than 1,000 miracles. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.